Welcome to Talks from the Bible. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. James 1, 1 through 3. God's people must pass through times of trial or testing. Faith must become stronger and more enduring. We must possess a faith that cannot be shaken by the trials of this world. Faith must be planted in God and His will for us. In a time of trial, Paul spoke of his faith. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. Acts 27:25. James mentions five graces that we must possess if we are to endure the trials that come upon us in this life. We must remember that this world is a testing ground for the next world. The first grace mentioned and impressed upon our mind is joy. Count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. The words of Paul were, "Be of good cheer." We rejoice in the sure knowledge that we are the servants of God and Jesus Christ. Rejoice in the Lord is the admonition given to the saints in Philippi. Philippians 3, 1 and 4, verse 4. The saints in Rome were to rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Romans 5, 2, 3. Trials come in this world because of the sinfulness of the world, and also we suffer because of our devotion to God. Jesus prepared His disciples for the suffering which would come as His church in the world. The design of God was for the church to bring an influence upon the presence of evil. Evil would rebel against the righteousness of God, and suffering would come. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Matthew 5, 11, 12. As the prophets of God in the Old Testament had been persecuted for their righteous stand against evil and corruption, so would the church be persecuted because of the preaching of God's truth to save. As the disciples were commanded to cease preaching, their response was, "And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for His name. And daily in the temple and in every house they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ." Acts 5, 41-42. Joy in trial comes because of the hope that is possessed through service to Jesus Christ. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.